Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
And Andrea Williams here are on the afternoon news on 4, and Susan's explaining how she got it confirmed that these cicadas that emerged in Lake Geneva are the first reported in the state.
Terry Mess from Lake Geneva emailed these photos to our newsroom today. As soon as I saw them, I got on the phone, called Terry, the Wisconsin DNR, and the entomology department at UW-Madison, sent them Terry's pictures, and both organizations told me that the cicadas and Terry's pictures are the first confirmed sightings this year in the state of Wisconsin.
Wait for Andrea.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Good work, Susan.
Nice job.
I believe I've said exactly that sitting next to Riley. That's great work, Susan.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
12 minutes after 8 on this Wednesday morning. Southeast Wisconsin largely dodging the worst of the severe weather that ripped through the Midwest overnight. And as predicted, coming through right about when Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Nisnansky told us yesterday at this time it was going to happen. He said, look, 7, 8 o'clock, you're going to start to see these storms enter our area here in Southeast Wisconsin. And that's exactly what happened. Same storm system that devastated a town in Iowa. A tornado outbreak in that state, but the worst one was what witnesses are describing as a monster tornado that hit Greenfield, Iowa. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, there's video of what hit Greenfield, Iowa. That's in southwest Iowa. It's southwest of Des Moines.
Eric just pulled this up on his computer. That's the first time I've seen that particular shot.
Right, of the tornado rolling through, and that city just decimated now. Look at that. Just huge funnel cloud.
Multiple deaths linked to that particular tornado, and we just say multiple because I don't have a hard number. We know more than one person was killed as a result of that particular tornado. And then that system, that squall line that is had predicted, did in fact come into southwestern Wisconsin and moved from the southwest to the northeast, yep, starting to affect us 7-8 o'clock on Tuesday night. So the meteorologists were in full what we call wall-to-wall mode. I'm going to tell the folks what that little...
That means once you break into programming and you stay on the air until the threat has passed.
So wall to wall, right. We don't do commercials. We don't show the show that's normally on. You have your meteorologist. Maybe sometimes you have your field crews out giving updates on the conditions. And I struggle with this sometimes, and apparently so do a lot of other people. There were a number of people who were publicly upset. A lot of stuff on social media about, complaining about stuff. You could tell the meteorologists were aware of that. Even I was watching, so I'm watching 4. I've got Nisnansky, Kristen Kershane, and Tyler Moore were all doing the live coverage on Channel 4. Brendan Johnson, who joined us earlier today, was being saved for the morning because they knew that he was going to have to get up in the middle of the night, come into work. So they're doing their thing. And Niz, a number of times, was saying, look, I know it's the season finale of The Voice.
Right? This happens. And he even warned us about it yesterday when he was on with us.
Hey, wish me luck. I got The Voice finale on tonight right during the time frame.
Oh, no.
So he knew. And I know because and you've taken the calls here or whatever. He knew that was going to bother some people, that he predicted that they were going to be in severe weather coverage and that some people who wanted to see The Voice were going to be upset and maybe the tornado warning wasn't in the county that you live in, or maybe it was, and you thought, well, I got that update on my phone, and I feel okay, I feel safe, or we're in the basement, and I want to watch The Voice, whatever the case.
Right.
We kind of continue to have this debate. I got this email. This one came to our newsroom, but it was meant for TMJ4, but it was somebody who just got the call letters, and sent it to us. But this guy wrote, please get off the... Use the F word. Please get off the beeping air so we can watch what we paid for. Trust us, we have sirens, radio alerts, mobile phone alerts, and our own eyes and ears. This is Wisconsin, for Pete's sake. Enough already. Exclamation point. Angry. Signed it, Under the Weather in Walworth. That's somebody who really wanted to watch The Voice.
And I mean, I can understand that. I can get that. This is Wisconsin, for Pete's sake. I'm not sure what that means. What? So we're used to dangerous weather?
Right. So is Iowa, and people are dead there.
Yeah. Don't be told about it. I mean, when something is destructive, that's when I think there's a major concern. When someone's lives potentially are at risk because of a storm, I think that's when the TV stations, and oftentimes us here too, will go into coverage.
I wonder if one of those radar tornadoes, and there were tornado warnings just in the time that I was watching, Dodge, Fond du Lac, and Sheboygan County. So it looked like that stuff that was northwest of the city of Milwaukee was a little bit stronger. I didn't get knocked down quite as much by the lake effect initially. So Dodge, Fond du Lac, Sheboygan counties all popped tornado warnings. Now, those were not tornado touchdowns.
Correct.
It doesn't appear that that's happened. National Weather Service has only confirmed one touchdown in the state, that being outside of Wausau. But that's when the meteorologist ripped a mile-long